So, Amadis, tell us what exactly is Bronx Native?
Bronx native, my man. I always start the story by saying I was born and raised in the boogie down Bronx, the South Bronx. And my whole life, I've heard negative things about my home, my borough, my people, right? But in the contrary, I believe that the Bronx is the most beautiful place on earth, my man. This is my home, birthplace of culture, the home of so many diverse, beautiful, hardworking people. So I needed to create something that changed the narrative, changed the stigma, changed the perspective of people, and show everyone what the Bronx is really about. Created Bronx Native in 2015, and it was meant to be a brand that embodies what the Bronx truly is, a brand that creates merchandise that identifies, represents, and empowers our people. We also wanted to do more. We wanted to be a community-based brand. We wanted to be a brand that tackled issues that the Bronx goes through on a day-to-day basis. And that's exactly what we do. We have an ecosystem, a creative ecosystem of so many things that we do, from hosting events at our shop. Our shop is called the Bronx Native Shop, and it's a cultural hub. It's an iconic space. It's an inclusive platform for artists, creatives, entrepreneurs to be able to express themselves, connect, network, break bread, and more. We go to schools, talk to the kids about entrepreneurship, creativity, the Bronx. We host open mics, info sessions, financial literacy workshops. We create experiences in our communities, from events, cultural events, to community events, right? And what we're trying to do is basically, like I said in the beginning, put the Bronx on the map, change the narrative, help our people out, help our community out, our neighborhoods, and overall, showcase everything that we have to offer, which is a lot, my man.
So just doing clothing is the complete tip of the iceberg, and it goes so much deeper into what Uptown culture is. And tell me right now, with everything going on, what has business been like?
It's been tough, my man. So like I said, we do have a physical shop. We started as an e-commerce website selling merchandise online in 2017. We started a pop-up shop in my neighborhood. It started as a two-week pop-up, and from 2 weeks, it became 2 years and a half. So for 2 years and a half, we've been selling merchandise through our shop. And like I said before, it's a cultural hub, is a place, it's an interactive experience. When people come in, they can tag up the walls. We host events. We have this space that is by the people, for the people. And because of COVID-19, we've had to close up our doors, right? And the shop has become very essential part of our business, right? And us closing the shop has basically cut our business in half when we talk about financially and when we talk about overall, right? And it's put us in this position where even though everything we're doing is in pause, the whole world is not in pause, basically, right? There's still rent due, there's still payroll, there's still taxes, there's still utilities, there's still inventory, and all these things that have to get paid and have to be done. But because we're in this situation, it's not letting us do that.
So what are you guys doing to respond? Is there any sort of fundraiser that people could help out with?
Yes, indeed, my man. So we just started 2 days ago a GoFundMe campaign called Save the Bronx Native Shop. You know, we started something extremely beautiful that has an immense amount of social impact and social change in the BX and above. And we want to keep our shop alive. We don't want to see our brick and mortar be shut down because of this crisis, right? So right now we're having this campaign, and we're asking our community, we're asking Bronx, we're asking Uptown, we are asking the world to help us save the Bronx Native Shop.
So how much money have you guys raised in, what, you said about 2 days?
Yes. So in 2 days, you know, we've been received with so much love and support from everyone, a little bit I'm overwhelmed. I'm shocked. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. We've made about 5.5K. That's $500,000 in about 2 days through our campaign and through our online store, BronxNativeShop.com. We've made about $10,000 worth of sales. So people have been showing up. People have been showing love and helping out the cause.
So for people that are just hearing about you for the first time now, tell us a little bit about the merch you sell.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to merch for us, I always tell everyone, everything started with a conversation, with an idea, right? In late 2015, we were looking for merchandise online. We were looking for Bronx-based merchandise that represented us, that captured the culture, the history, and was also visually appealing. I wanted to wear a shirt that said the Bronx. I wanted to wear a hat that said the Bronx, but I couldn't find any of it nowhere. And I said, how can this borough, how can my home not have representation in clothing, right? So we just tackled this issue, me being a graphic designer and a content creator, my sister being a fashion design student, we got together and we said, we will create this merchandise that not only identifies and represents us, but empowers us and becomes a call to action for all of our people.
And it seems like from your call to action, the rest of the Bronx and what I'm guessing is the rest of New York City took that call in their own way, giving you guys so much just capital to operate with in 48 hours, which is awesome to see people coming together like that.
I think it's beautiful, and I think that's one of the beauties of not only the Bronx, but of New York City, man. When we are going through struggles, when we are going through tough times, we come together and we show up, and that's exactly what we've been seeing today. Like I said, we've been received with so much love, not only from the BX, New York City, but the world, right? People from all over are donating, are showing support, are sharing, are commenting, and showing a lot of love, and I think, even in the midst of all this negativity and all this bad that is happening, this is a blessing. This is something positive that I know that we will come out of it stronger, smarter, better, and just overall happier.
Now, I'm gonna say brighter days, just meaning when the shop is open, when everything is more normal. Celebrities are known to roll by from time to time, are they not?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, my man. We've had a couple of, celebrities, artists, athletes stop by the shop. The Bronx Native Shop was one of the first places that AOC, Alexandra Ocasio, campaigned at. We've had people like Tarana Burke, the founder of the Me Too movement, give community talks at the shop. We've had people like Fat Joe, French Montana, and other athletes and just influential people stop by the shop, show support, show love, and represent,
It's so cool. And as you know, I started my career up in the Bronx as a staff writer for the Bronx Times. That's where we got to know each other. And if there's one thing I can say about that borough, it's the camaraderie you guys have and the sense of unity and the sense of community is like nothing I had ever seen before. So I'm not surprised you guys were able to raise 5.5K in 2 days. I can't wait to see what the numbers are going to be in 2 weeks.
Yes, we're very excited, very happy about the outcome so far, very optimistic and very positive, and thank you so much, man, and I appreciate all those amazing words, man.
Of course, and Amadis, before I let you go, and once again, thank you for coming on AM Rush, is there anything you want to say to the people of the Bronx, to New York City, or just anything about your experience with all this in general?
I just want to say, New York City, the Bronx, we will rise. Let's continue to be united, be connected, and help each other out. Like I said before, we will come out of this stronger, better, smarter. Let's make it happen. Thank you so much to everyone that's been supporting and showing love. And we hope to see all of you guys at the Bronx Native Shop when we're back open and when we're back the reality and the norm is back to normal.
Well, my man, thank you again for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck, BX, all day.
Thank you so much, buddy. Take care, bud.
Be well.